Next up is someone else who is new to the Your Story stage. I don't know your last name, so I'm going to have to get it right now. Paige?
Penrod.
Paige Penrod, everybody. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. So, I get really nervous when I talk in front of groups. I'm on my psychiatry rotation right now. I'm a medical student, and that's the worst rotation to be on because medical students are prone to like self-diagnose all the time. So I definitely have a fear of public speaking. But anyway, I wanted to still come up here and tell a story because I was inspired by the theme of indie. And I was kind of joking with Steve. I was like, oh, well, I have lame jokes. I'm like, oh, it's like Indy, like Indianapolis. I think someone should tell a story about that. So that's what I'm going to do. But not really. I went to college in Indiana. And I kind of loved that, I didn't catch your name before. You said you were in a sorority.
Oh, Lauren.
Lauren. Okay, so I was in a sorority also. Woo! Was anyone else in the Greek system here? Okay, nice. All right.
Get out.
Get out. So, I'm not a twin, but I did follow my sister to college, and I did join the same sorority that she did, and I did have a lot of the same interests that she did, mostly because I idolized my older sisters, and my middle sister and I are super close. So it's kind of a big deal to have an older sister who's in a sorority because you're a legacy, and I got to join that sorority. And it's also the alpha chapter of the sorority, which is like also like big deal within that sorority because it's the first one that there ever was. And for all those people that told me that being in a sorority would be like bad for my, or wouldn't necessarily be a good thing for my career or whatever, I was scrubbed in on a C-section once and re-ran. You know, you have like conversations during surgeries that you wouldn't think you'd be having. And moreover, in C-sections, the patient is awake, so they can actually hear what you're talking about. But anyway, we found out we were in the same sorority, and, you know, we had this, like, bond, and it was really good for my career somehow. but anyway, I just think it's kind of funny because I think sororities are kind of the epitome of being, you know, conforming to something. It's kind of like Mean Girls, where it's like, you know, in some ways, where it's like, we wear pink on Tuesdays. It's like, oh, we all wear our letters on Wednesdays, and we all have to wear this on to chapter on this day. And I don't know what the two other people's experiences were, but it was not like party central. Like, it was like we were the top sorority, like we were the alpha chapter. We had the strictest rules. We lived in these like bunk beds, like we slept in this like room of 50 bunk beds. It was like an orphanage. I'm not kidding. And like it was 50 degrees, and we had to assign the second years to like go in and like wake people up at their designated times. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't have boys over after 2 a.m. And it was not a big drinking scene. But anyway, long story short, this is kind of a rambling story here, but it's just funny looking back because of all the things I did in college and before that, and you know, wanting to be in med school and being all very focused on that, and kind of going into this group of people who could just tell me what to wear and tell me where to be and tell me which fraternity we're going to hang out with at whatever night, and it just made life a lot easier. And coming out of that and living in a city and being my own person, it's a lot different to have someone not telling you what to do and where to be. And anyway, long story short, I also am still happy that I did it, but and it's fun to come across people who I share that bond with, I guess. But it's cool to be independent as well.
All right. new people tonight. That's wonderful. Thank you all for coming.